There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
What you said was wait, and me and Jack were like, what? And you just left the conversation. Given that we've sat here for 19 minutes now whilst you tried to figure it out and blamed it on the software, even though it was working fine for us, that's mad.
I didn't know you needed to pick your microphone.
I've never done this software before either. This is a new one for me. And I figured it out. You've got a degree. Hello and welcome to Daddy Look At Me, the quarantine
special. How are you, Helen?
Genuinely, like, ill, forgetting the circumstances, I'm fine. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Yeah. Perfectly. I feel like this is my life now. Yeah. I get up, I cycle, I walk, I put headphones in, and I basically chat to you all day, every day.
I've been crying on the phone to my friends a lot, and they're like, but we're in the same situation. And I'm like, I know, but I feel like it's affecting me more.
Yeah, I feel like if anyone will get a tear-jerking film out of all of this, it'll be you.
I don't have a garden. I don't have a balcony. Like, sure, I live in a flat with three stories. Sure. Yeah. Should I be punished? No.
Helen, I can see you right now. And your hair is thick as.
You know what the trick is? What? Don't wash it.
Really?
Just, everyone looks better with the natural look, don't they?
Do they?
It's all grease up top.
Pure
this is the most boring chat I think we've ever had. Even Jack's looking at us like, what the actual fuck? Jack, do you have any idea how difficult it is for us to catch up when all we've done is spoken to each other every single day? I've got nothing left to say to the woman.
That is fair.
Do you want to say something or are you just going to look at me shaking your head? It's a verbal medium.
Can we have a second referendum?
Politically or for our Fashion of the Noughties contest on our Instagram?
Fashion of the Noughties.
Oh, that's going to be hard to get the country together to do that. Doubt that'll work out, sweetheart. A vote's a vote. You might not be happy with the result, but you've got to take it.
Helen means... Helen.
Why am I Brexit? Why can't it be Rosie Means Rosie?
Oh. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. We got a guest. Bobby's silhouette looks quite nonchalant.
Well...
He put on a jacket specially to look nice for you guys.
You can't really see it.
You're
though.
Being so mean.
We're not being mean. I mean, face the window. I feel that's the simplest rule of these things. It's like if you face the window, we can see your faces.
We don't want you to see our faces. We don't want you to know.
This is my concern, is that you're beating each other black and blue and that you're hiding your faces because of the abuse you're both having at the hands of the other.
I mean, if we're both beating each other, it's not really abuse, it's just a hobby, a fight. It's just a fighting hobby.
Yeah.
It's a sexy, fun hobby.
I would have been okay if Harriet said it, but because you said it, it makes me nervous. And I don't know what that says about what I think about you.
Especially because Harriet isn't saying anything. I'm thinking it's all Bobby.
Being abused, yes.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I mean, wasn't this supposed to be an episode where we call them up and see how they're doing in quarantine? Yeah. And instead we're just accusing them of abuse?
Yeah, we're actually getting along better than ever.
Yeah, it's really weird.
Are you serious? That's really annoying. We like aggression and fighting. So tell us, how are you actually getting along really well, being on top of each other the whole day?
Yeah, Bobby's been preparing for this his whole life. He's so calm.
Listen, for 15 years, every day I woke up and thought about the end of the world, and that kind of fueled my mental illness. And you just think, and then right when it went away, this happens, and it turns out I wasn't crazy. I was just preparing. So now I'm way calmer than the average person. I've mentally prepared for this my entire life. I'm fine. To all you people who are just adjusting to the idea that the whole world can crumble in a day,
but
welcome.
I've heard other people saying stuff like this, like if you've had a mental illness and you suffer from one,
yeah,
then you're like really good in this situation. But Bobby, I think I'm in a really unique situation because basically I have been on antidepressants for like the last 3 years. And as of the beginning of this year, I started weaning myself off them.
No.
So I finally got a sex drive for like the first time in 3 years, and then 2 days later the lockdown happened, and I'm just walking around the flat resting my vagina on the corner. I'm like the biggest horn dag, but now I've got all my sadness back as well. So I'm like, well, it was a fucking waste of 4 months of my life getting off them now. Like, I think I prepared wrong.
Yeah,
I'm horny for the first time in so long, and there's nothing I can do about it.
Whoa.
Can you just go back on the pills?
Or have sex.
I know. I spoke to the doctors yesterday. I'm going to pick a prescription tomorrow. I'm going to go back on them. But that's not the point. I wanted to be like, I wanted to see if I could survive like a big girl.
I don't know. I used to take those pills. They're great. They just numb everything a little. Enjoy the numb. Now is the time.
Enjoy the numb. But I want to be dating and flirty and fun. I want to be like that 29-year-old just out on the town. Just like, what's her story? What's she doing? You know?
If you're horny and if you're locked in the house, you shall shag Emma Black.
I genuinely suggested that. So, guys, I live with my best friend from school. I suggested that and she laughed and didn't seem to even, like, take it as, like, no, it's, I kind of, like, I saw her, like, she's just not game. Like, I can't just masturbate the whole time. Because it's not the same. It just, it fulfills it for like a second, but it's not, you're still horny, right?
Yeah, we all.
Oh, come on. You get to fuck each other whenever you want.
What about chat roulette or something? Like filth roulette? Apparently it's like chat roulette, but people just masturbate.
Do that!
I don't think that would do it for me. Also, the anxiety of being matched with someone I know or a family member would be enough. I couldn't do it.
The funniest thing that's ever happened, though.
Dad!
That would be... I would... Well, you don't go in naked. You don't, like, start it naked.
You can. They do.
You can. But start clothed, and then you have a chat, and then you masturbate together.
Happens if I only recognize my dad by his genitals. Sad story. Well, don't want to get into it, but...
Also, when you can only recognize your dad by his dick, jerking off in front of him once isn't really going to change anything.
I mean,
if anything, it's just a back to normal.
I feel like I made it sound like I would be always naked if I masturbated. Obviously, I just pull my jeans down to my knees, get the job done, stand back up and carry on my day. I want to make it clear I'm not a freak.
I don't even lie down sometimes.
Oh.
Do you just do it sitting in your dad's conservatory? Wait, explain this. You're locked down at your parents' house. You want to wank. What do you do?
Oh, now it's different. Now it's morning, bedtime, bathroom time, 8 p.m. in London. I just hold on to the bathroom door, crack on, and then go for a wee. Sometimes I just want to stand up.
I can't. It's harder to have an orgasm when you're standing up, though.
It's harder.
I don't think for women. But
you get rewarded more.
Because for a man, you have to fight gravity. The semen now has to, like, go straight up in the air. It's a more you're fighting the gravitational pull to ejaculate. Just physics wise, it's more difficult.
This is actually the only chat I've had that hasn't made me horny in about 3 weeks. So I'd like to thank all of you.
So, Bobby Harriet, are you on your own?
Yeah.
Don't you live with Harriet's brother?
Yeah, it's a weird time to bring this up, Rosie. But yeah, they're my brother and his girlfriend. We live with them.
Honestly, Rosie, I've never been more like confused at a line of questioning from you in my life. And I've heard you ask some really specific questions. So you guys, tell us about your wanking, any weird childhood stuff. You live with your brother? Great. You doing you guys ever masturbate next to each other? Your brothers next door, or?
I wanted to see what that's like.
It's okay, you know, we all get along. They work in the daytime, we do nothing. Right. We are upstairs, they're downstairs. There's enough space, you know.
It actually sounds healthy and good that you've got it together.
It's good to have people around. Then you're not just like, you can go have small talk with someone else rather than putting every boring thought I have onto Harriet. I can spread the boring thoughts amongst three.
Yeah.
Because most things anyone has to say aren't interesting. Very rarely. About once a month I'll say something and Harriet goes, "Really?" But otherwise, you're just repeating things you've already said before.
Same stories. And I can know within a few words if I've heard it before, and I just say I've heard this.
Honestly, as daddy, I was gonna come and help you out, but you don't need our help.
We always need Harriet's daddy.
Bruised.
Harriet's not bruised. No joking about domestic violence.
I'm not joking about it. It's a very real threat.
It is not a real threat in this house. Maybe in your dysfunctional flat, Helen Bauer. I'm worried about how you treat, you know, I'm worried about you sexualizing a nice person you live with.
Wow. Bobby, turn this on you. Bam.
Bobby, that was so mean. I don't know why you did that.
There we go. There we go. The tears come. It's all an act.
In Helen's defense, Emma Black is beautiful.
Well, I don't know.
She's so beautiful. I drew her a bath last night just because she's that beautiful. I was like, I'm going to make you a bath.
When this is over, I'll give you the biggest hug, Helen.
No, I don't want that.
Why?
No, I'm joking. I want that. I want hugs from people so bad. I love Emma, but it's not the same as like having like little interactions with people constantly, is it? It's tricky for the brain. You just feel a bit cut. Yeah, just feel a bit cut off. That's like the most obvious thing of all time.
I really miss hugging, but I can't wait to just share my hugs about. I'm gonna hug everyone.
Do you guys want to have a group hug when this is over all together?
Yes.
Yes.
Are we going to be allowed to hug though? Because isn't that going to spread the disease more?
When it's all over, Harriet. God damn it, I'll punch you myself.
Harriet, have you been crying a lot during quarantine?
Oh, yeah. So many tears. Not even caused by me. Just tears about the world, tears about our lives.
Went to Waitrose. That was very overwhelming.
Cried.
I want to come over and plait your hair and make it better.
I would really like that.
That sounded like an insult.
French braid. How is that an insult? It's the most loving thing a person can do.
Yeah.
What? Because you said I want to make it. I want to come over and plait your hair and make it better. I thought you meant make her hair better.
Oh.
Bobby, that was fucking bullshit.
This is Helen. This is the side of you, Helen, that nobody likes.
Whoa.
What the fuck?
Are you my hair?
Helen, I'm laughing.
I'm quite naturally likable, I've been told.
I'm teasing you, you little rager.
I'm not a little rager. I'm 6'1" and severely overweight, Bobby. I'm a big rager.
I called you big once. You didn't like it. Do you remember?
Yeah. It's really hard to make me happy because I don't know what I want.
I know. You're very... So I went with little. I went with little this time. I said I'll call her little. That's the opposite of big. And then you're like, I'm not... Like, no. It's very confusing, Helen.
You can't win. Because even Helen doesn't know what she wants.
And I want to be loved and respected.
You are.
Bobby and Harriet.
Why did you say Aunt Harriet like that?
She's got cerebral palsy, Harriet.
Harriet, we know. She has a different speech matter than everyone else.
No, there was something behind
be
it.
Be fucking respectful.
What are you, a Twitter troll? She's trolling you. Rosie, you have a troll on your podcast.
Rosie's the troll.
Why do you... What a troll you are, Harriet.
I think this is a good time to say goodbye to Harriet and Bobby because I feel like they've taken this too far and they've taken over. And I genuinely think we've got all we could possibly get out of these two nonces.
I don't know. I'd just like to clarify, nothing that was said in this podcast is factual. I'm not a pedophile. I don't abuse my wife. I've never committed an act of incest.
What's so great is we're going to cut out all of those references, but then just keep you saying that in at the end. No.
And I think Helen's a lovely lady.
Lady? No. Thank you, guys.
Can't wait to have you.
Bye. Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.